Chapter 8, Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. No one wakes up one day and thinks to themselves, gee, today I think I will turn my back on Jesus and go follow Moses instead. It doesn't happen that way. It is a gradual creep. We can slowly drift away from following the spirit of the Torah, and instead we are now following the letter of the Torah. I dove into Hebrew roots headfirst about 10 years ago and fell in love with Torah, with the Hebrew language, and with Sabbath and the biblical feasts of the Lord that are outlined in Leviticus 23. Yet, this creep began to happen to me. I read, studied, and discussed the weekly Torah portions. I wasn't reading and studying very much in the New Testament anymore. I did not realize it because it happened ever so slowly over time. But I had become disconnected from the head, who is Yeshua, or Jesus. So in this vision, here is what I saw. I saw myself standing near the base of Mount Sinai in the arid wilderness. I heard the voice of Jesus as he was speaking the Ten Commandments to Moses. There were thunderings and lightnings coming from this mountain, and a thick cloud covered the mountain. A column of fire descended upon the top of the mountain, and smoke was ascending upward to the heavens. There was the sound of a very loud shofar blast. The mountain shook and quaked. I was trembling at the sight. Then Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two stone tablets. I listened to the words spoken aloud as he reads the Ten Commandments. It is the ketubah, the marriage covenant. I am entranced. I embrace this wholeheartedly. A heavy burden comes upon me like a heavy yoke. I am now like a human oxen, and as I wear this yoke, I begin pulling a wagon. It must weigh 1,000 pounds. I am working, performing, doing works for the Lord. I just about collapse under the heavy yoke. I have a harsh taskmaster who has been whipping me harshly with a whip. I drop in exhaustion. Jesus comes alongside me. His eyes are filled with compassion. He feels my pain. I see deep concern in his eyes. He says to me, "Have you had enough?" "Yes, Jesus, enough. I have had enough. Come with me, follow me." He leads me to Mount Zion. He opens up a scroll and reads from it and then teaches. I sit at his feet, quietly listening and learning, even as Mary sat at his feet. Kingdom principle. The spirit of accusation comes from Satan. If we stand at Mount Sinai under Moses and the letter of Torah, we have a stony heart and we can fall into the spirit of accusation. The stone tablets are a picture of our stony hearts. The Torah exposes our sin, reveals our sin, accuses us of our sin, but there is no remedy. We find the remedy at the foot of the cross where we undergo a heart transplant. It is there that our heart is circumcised. Our heart of stone is taken out, and a heart of flesh is put in its place. We then die to our pride and our self-righteousness. We must come to Yeshua as a beggar, a sinner in desperate need of him. Once we repent of the pride, then he lifts us up out of our ash heap and begins to live his life in and through us. The pride is the biggest barrier and hindrance to moving forward into the life of Christ. If we stand at Mount Zion with Yeshua, this is a spirit that cleanses us, leads us to repentance, and restores us. As it is written in Hebrews 12, 18 to 25, "For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, Mount Sinai, and to blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the words should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow." And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, "I am exceedingly afraid and trembling." But You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. Hebrews 12, 18 to 25. When I step out of the yoke of trying to follow the letter of the law, which is a very heavy yoke of works and performance, and I step into the yoke of Jesus, which is about following the spirit of the law, we find rest for our soul. As it is written in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Be yoked to Yeshua. Never be detached from the head, who is Christ. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. He takes out our heart of stone and he gives us a heart of flesh. Why? So we can walk in his commands, his statutes, keep and follow his word by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. As it is written in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 33, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband to them, says Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I make with the house of Israel. After those days, says Yahweh, I will put my Torah in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He writes his word upon our heart. It is no longer external. Now it is internal within our heart. And Holy Spirit living within us empowers us to walk in his word and keep his commands. If we are following the letter of the law, we are walking in the flesh. We are trying to be righteous in our own power and strength. Self-righteousness can creep in along with spiritual arrogance, pride, and a religious or Pharisee spirit. We are condemned, we are accused, and we become like Pharisees, those who condemn and accuse us with the pointing of the finger. The Pharisees followed the oral Torah, the Talmud, which are traditions of man, as it is written in John 9, 28 and 29. Then they, the Pharisees, reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he is from. They were the chief accusers who put heavy burdens on the people and who walked in a spirit of judging and accusing. John chapter 5, verses 45 to 47. Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? And also in Matthew 23, verses 1 to 4. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do, for they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. When I tried to follow the letter of the law, it put me under a curse, and I became like a Pharisee. Instead, we are called to follow the spirit of the law with Jesus as our head, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 to 6. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. In our spiritual journey, we need to be heading not to Mount Sinai, but to Mount Zion. It is from Mount Zion where Yeshua will be during his 1,000-year reign. He will teach all peoples, nations, and tribes, and they will be flowing to this mountain, the living Torah, the word of the Lord. As it is written, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 2, 2 to 5.